And then after that, his father requested him to leave and to come to South Africa. He came, the first place he went to when he came to South Africa was White River. And presently we know that Maulana Muhammad Gardi, who resides in White River, his grandfather, Maulana Muhammad Ismail Gardi, took Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib to White River and established him there. There Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh used to work and he used to teach as well. Then after that, after staying in White River for a while, His relative, Maulana Muhammad Mia Rahmatullah Alayh, who was the original person who purchased Mia's farm, and Mia's farm originally belonged to him, he took Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh from White River, and he took him to Leidenburg, where he was working for the Mia's. And there, whilst working for the Mia's, he used to teach Deen as well. He was very instrumental in the building of the masjid in Leidenburg, in making imamat there, in the running of the affairs in Leidenburg masjid, etc. Then in one incident, very, very important to note, while he was living in Leidenburg, his relatives called him and they told him that overnight you must come by train and we are going to get you married. And just like that, he went, he got married and he came back, and later on they sent his wife, who is still alive till today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her a long life and grant her good health. And there was no doom-dam. There was a lot of simplicity in this particular affair. And then it is very famously known, Haji Mahmud Mia Rahmatullah Alayh, who was based in Johannesburg, wanted to go for Hajj. So he called Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh to come to Johannesburg to fill in his place. Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, when he came to Johannesburg, he made such a success of the business that now Mahmud Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh did not want him to go back. And here he stayed. And is serving SIMIA and company here in Johannesburg. And then when his father came to South Africa, his father told him that I did not send you to South Africa to earn a living in doing business, etc. I sent you here to serve Deen. And that is how Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh ended up at the place called Mia's Farm, otherwise also known as the Waterfall Islamic Institute. And it is mentioned that there was one sheikh from Cape Town by the name of Imam Ismail Talib, who used to come down in Ramadan, because in those days there were very few huffad in the Gauteng area. And he and Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh used to go and recite Taraweeh Salah in Pretoria. But because in those times, you know, the cars were not so fast, etc., it used to take them a very long time. So they used to stop at a place just outside Mia's farm to make iftar. And when they used to stop there, Maulana Muhammad Mia was with them, and he used to say that, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he grants us this land. And then consequent to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them the land, and this way the Waterfall Islamic Institute, as we know, as Mia's farm, was established. And Maulana Muhammad Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, later on in his life, he lost his eyesight, and Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh used to help him with his correspondence, etc. And Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh was also instrumental in bringing the late Mufti Sanjalwi Rahmatullah Alayh from the Kirk Street Masjid to the Waterfall Islamic Institute in Mia's farm. And thereafter, Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh started the Hifz class, you know, in the proper fashion for the first time. And amongst his first students was Maulana Muhammad Kaka Damat Barakatum. And it started in 1959 until the early 90s when Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh moved to Lanesia, where he continued with his Hifz class until his demise. The students mentioned that at one stage in Mia's farm, he had approximately 130 students under him. Obviously, he had some other ulama helping him, his son, the illustrious Maulana Muhammad Sahib Rahmat Damat Barakatum, etc. But he was very active, and he used to try and listen to as many students as possible until, as I mentioned, the early 90s, when he left Mia's farm, and then he came to Indonesia, and he continued there with the Hifz classes until he passed away. Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh passed away a few weeks ago on the 10th of June 2005, corresponding to the 3rd of Jumad al-Ula 1426, after the Isha Salah at approximately 9 o'clock. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his grave with Noor. To talk about the janazah, I don't think it's necessary. Many of our listeners would have heard already, it was probably the biggest janazah in lands, maybe in Gauteng. I don't even know if there has been such a big janazah for a Muslim person in the country of South Africa. The cars were right till the bridges. The janazah salah was supposed to take place at 10:30. It took place way after that. The reason being that there were so many people. People had parked their cars far away from the Kabristan and they walked. People came from Cape Town, people came from Durban, people came from all over. So that in a nutshell was just a brief overview of the life of Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. I know Maulana Wadiwala Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, when he did the Majlis program a few weeks ago, he discussed the life of Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib in more detail. Now we're going to go on, inshallah, to the first recording we have of one of the first students, actually the first Hifz student of Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. And his name, as I mentioned, is Maulana Muhammad Kaka. Maulana Muhammad Kaka may be known to many of us. He is actually the head of the Jamiat office here in Indonesia, and he's on the secretariat of the Jamiat in Gauteng. Sheng, he was the first person who completed the hifz, the hifz of the Quran Kareem under the tutorship of Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. Let us now listen what Maulana Muhammad Kaka Rahmat Damat Barakatuhum has to say with regards to his illustrious Ustad.
أيها السالك درب الصالحين يا أخ الإسلام أبن الخالدين أيها السالك درب الصالحين يا أخ الإسلام أبن الخالدين قم بنا فالكون مشلول اليقين قم بنا فالأرض أوحال وطين قم بنا فالكون مشلول اليقين
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm Maulana Kaka. I'm asked to say a few words regarding Hafiz Abdul Rahman. I was the first Hifz student who was started by Hafiz Abdul Rahman in 1959. That is the first time when Hafiz Abdul Rahman came to Mia's farm. And it was the first time that the Hafiz class was properly starting. So I was the first student with a few other students. And I was the first student to have completed the hifz also by him. And I remember that when I completed the hifz, because I was the first student, and because of the happiness, Hafiz Abdul Rahman gave a big party for the other hafiz boys, just to encourage them and to motivate them also to become hafiz. As far as madrasa times were concerned, I remember that from the very beginning, from the time that we started in 1959, Hafiz Abdul Rahman used to come to madrasa at 4 o'clock in the morning, and we used to start classes at about 4:30, 4:45. And he used to remain in the madrasa till 7 o'clock when we used to go to school. Then he used to go and go into the common room in the farm. He used to do his work, whatever personal work he had to do. And then he used to go for lunch, and then after that, it's 2:30, he used to come back to madrasa. Till Asr, and after Asr, we make Asr namaz and we used to go back to madrasa till Maghrib. And after Maghrib, we used to just go for a short supper, come back, and we used to have a madrasa till Isha, and after Isha for another 30 minutes. This remained for 7 days a week. In this is how we had these classes. And for all the years that I remember that I was around, and I think till the present day until he passed away, I think this is how his classes were and these were the times. And very seldom, I think, he ever changed his times. So he remained very constant on this. And the other important thing was, very seldom was he ever absent on a public holiday. Even if there was a public holiday, then there was madrasa. Or at times, if the public holiday, I remember, fell on a Friday, then he used to go because the Jumma namaz couldn't be performed at Mia's farm. So he used to go to town, but immediately after Jumma namaz, he used to come back, and as soon as he entered the hostel, immediately classes used to start. In 1959, the school holidays were divided. Half the holiday we had to remain for classes. Same time, exactly the same schedule it was on the normal days, it used to be in the school holidays also. And the other half of the holidays we used to have off. From the very beginning, to encourage the Hafiz boys, to make them feel at home, to make them feel comfortable, from the very beginning, Hafiz Abdul Rahman organized for those who are becoming Hafiz to have some extra food provided for them at a time when it's eating time, or maybe at weekends to give them whatever extra he can. And many a times, the Apa from Manana's, Hafiz Abdul Rahman's house, used to prepare something, maybe weekly, once or twice a week, prepare something for the Hafiz boys, and she used to send it for the Hafiz boys, and just to encourage and motivate them and to make them comfortable. And this remained for a number of years. Hafiz Rahman used to always look after the boys. And to those in the class who were poor, he organized for them from the tuck shop to take a certain amount of spending, or he used to leave some money for them, and they could take whatever they wanted from the tuck shop. This is how he used to care and look after the boys, the Hafiz boys. He was the first person that from those who became Hafiz at the farm, that the first 2 years, we had to read Taraweeh in Mia's farm at the Jamaat Khana there. And thereafter, after the 2 years, then he used to organize for the boys to go read Taraweeh. I was the first one that went out in his time, and it was, I remember going to Pretoria. I think Sodium was just started at that time, and in one of the places we used to perform namaz, in one of the storerooms. So I used to go, I went for about 2 years to make Taraweeh in Lodium. And thereafter, and many of the others thereafter used to go to the many different mosques in Johannesburg and around there. Lately when Hafiz Saab, when he was sick in bed, I used to visit him once a week for a little while, just before Isha namaz. And I always remember him always reminding me of to make a lot of zikr, to read a lot of tasbih. Together with that, and every time I visited him, he used to always ask about the condition of my brothers or those studied by him and the condition of the family. And he used to make a lot of dua. And whenever I visited him, there was always around him, there were some Hafiz boys who were reading to him. But as soon as I sit down to visit him or to talk to him, that immediately he used to tell Hafiz boys to stop reading or read very softly. And then for the few minutes that I sit with him, he used to give us his full attention and listen, or maybe give some advice. These are the few things that I remember, a few important aspects of Hafiz Rahman that I do remember. جزاكم الله وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.
أيها السالك درب الصالحين يا أخ الإسلام أبنى الخالدين. أيها السالك.
28 minutes past 8, you are listening to the Majlis program on Radio Islam Medium Wave 1548. And yes, we are paying tribute to the late Hafiz Abdurrahman Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayh. And you were just listening to Maulana Muhammad Kaka, Damat Barakatuhum, who was the first HIF student of Hafiz Sahab at the Mias Farm, known as the Waterfall Islamic Institute. And he was the first student to graduate as a Hafiz in under the tutorship of Hafiz Abdurrahman Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayh. Just to pick up on one or two of the points which Maulana Kaka Sahab made there, one was the happiness that Hafiz Abdurrahman Sahab felt when he made his first Hafiz. We know when a child becomes Hafiz, it's the child's family that usually gives a da'wah, they give out the sinni, etc., and they celebrate, so to speak, out of happiness. But here it was the ustad who was celebrating. This was the qadr that he had for the Quran Kareem. This was the love that he had for the Quran Kareem. And this was just the start of this great journey in the service of the Quran Kareem. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned that if you are looking for an occupation that will absorb all your time, you can find none better than the Quran. If you are looking for an occupation that will absorb all your time, you can find none better than the Quran Kareem. This is how it ended up for Hafiz Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh. As his friends and family mentioned, that he used to say that this Quran has become ghiza for me, it has become nourishment for me. Maulana Kaka Rahmatullah Damat Barakatuhum was just the first in this great journey of the service of the Quran Kareem. So much so that thousands became Hafiz by Hafiz Abdurrahman Sahab. And in the end, it was a great service to the Quran Kareem and to the Deen of Islam. And another point that Maulana Kaka brought up was that he used to make intizam for the boys' food. He used to see that the boys must have food. He used to make intizam for the poor boys at the tuck shop, etc. Hafiz Abdurrahman Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi realized that he was serving the guest of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the guest of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. He was serving those people who were considered to be in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, because the Hadith Sharif mentions that man kharaja fi talab al-ilmi fa huwa fi sabilillahi hatta yarji', that whoever goes out seeking knowledge, then that person is in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala until he returns. So therefore he made such a great effort to ensure that to the best of his ability the students were comfortable, because he realized that these are the students of the Quran Kareem, these are the mehman and the guests of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and these are the people who are out in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Just as a reminder to our listeners that we will be opening the lines a little bit later on. As I said, after every three alims that we hear, inshallah we will open the lines for a few minutes and then we will continue. But if you want to leave any message, if you do not want to come on air, and I think that will be better, because we're going to be opening up the lines for a very short while, so everybody won't get a chance, call in now 011-854-1548 or 011-854-7022 and give the message to our engineer. Inshallah, he will put it on the screen, or fax us 011-854-7024 or SMS us 084-512-0621 or email us onair@radioislam.co.za. Yes, we are paying tribute to Hafiz Abdurrahman Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh. Now we move on to listen to another of the students that graduated under the tutorship of Hafiz Abdurrahman Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh. Another very, very famous famous name in the ulama fraternity, and that is Maulana Abbas Ali, the son of the late Maulana Zubair Ali rahmatullah alayh, who is in the Springs Islamic School. And many people will know Maulana Abbas Ali also for the work that he has done for Deen in Australia, when there was very little work being done. Maulana Abbas Ali Damat Barakatuh went there and he established many institutes, etc., and then done a lot of work and a lot of khidmah for Deen. Now let us listen to what he has to say about his great ustad.
بلا فالكون مشلول اليقين قم بلا فالأرض أوحال وطين قم بلا فالكون مشلول اليقين قم بلا فالأرض أوحال وطين.
الله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون لهم البشرى في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة لا تبديل لكلمات الله ذلك هو الفوز العظيم صدق الله العلي العظيم. Alhamdulillah, all thanks and praise is due to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, our sustainer and our creator, most loving, most forgiving, most gracious and most merciful. First of all, I'd like to thank the organizers of Radio Islam to have given me the chance and opportunity, in fact honored me, to say a few words with regard to my respected Ustad al-Marhum, Hazrat Sheikh Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab, Rahmatullahi alayhi rahmatan wasi'ah. This great personality, who is hardly a person who very few people would say they have not heard of, I would say that I've had the chance and opportunity to be very closely related to him, first of all as a student, and had a chance of seeing his life from very close quarters in the good old days in the early 60s when we were in Mias Farm, Waterfall Islamic Institute, and Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab Rahmatullahi Alayhi was our Ustad of Quran Kareem. I completed my Quran Kareem with Hazrat Maulana Ikhrawai Sahab Rahmatullahi Alayhi and went down to Mias Farm to actually make my door. And I still remember, I spent about 5 years there. It was in the first 3 years that I was attached to Hazrat Hafiz Sahab personally, in the sense of door and in the sense of my Quran Kareem. Talking about the piety of this great person, I cannot forget the scene that every morning without fail, rain or hail, heat or cold, winter or summer, Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh used to be there in the morning at the hostel after the performance of his Tahajjud Salah. In other words, we had to be up by Fajr, but he would be there before Fajr. In other words, performance of Tahajjud Salah. Now this was his routine for the amount of years we knew him, to get up so early in the morning, and we knew him teaching Quran Kareem till Salatul Isha, after Isha, he used to be busy with his students. This is the piety of that person, that his link with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And subhanallah, when we would work out his hours, we would wonder how much time he is spending with his family members. Because the bulk of the time, he would spend with us. From Sardu Tahajjud up to breakfast time, he would be with us. After we would finish with breakfast, he would teach us, we learned Farsi, we learned Gujarati, and Urdu, a few of these important subjects outside the Quran also, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab. And the interest he would take, the Farsi that I personally learnt in my lifetime, which helped me in the later part of my life, alhamdulillah, was the barakat of Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab. And also the Quran Kareem that I personally benefited from him. I cannot forget that after I left Mias Farm, of course in Mias Farm, alhamdulillah, we had the honor of being the imams there and under his guidance, the Taraweeh, etc. But the great occasion to appreciate his greatness was, I recall, when I left Mias Farm and went to Darul Uloom Deoband as a student. I was just a young man of about 18 or 19. And Allah Ta'ala blessed me with the honor of becoming the imam of that great institution of my great ustad and my akabirin. And I will not forget that asatidai kiram of mine in Darul Uloom Deoband used to come and ask me that, aapke ustad kaun hai? I mean, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab, if you look at him, rahmatullahi alayhi, from that point of view, you would not able to see him because of his simplicity as a very high-profile person with some great, titles in front of him or great degrees, etc. But the sincerity of that person's khidmat, of that great Waliullah's khidmat, was seen that people used to ask me repeatedly, "Aapke ustad kaun hai? Where did you learn Quran? Who did you learn Quran from? Where have you learned to read Quran?" And the highlight of this whole thing was that when I went on one Ramzan Sharif to perform my Ramzan in Hardoi under Hazrat Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullahi, who has also become Rahmatullahi very recently. And I had the chance and opportunity to perform Salatul Tarawih with him and to listen to his Quran and read Quran which Hazrat used to tape. And there again, this that aapke ustad kaun hai? When I used to mention Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib's name, what I'm saying is not to praise myself, but more to say that this was the caliber of this Waliullah and this great sincere person that who taught us Tajweed and Quran in such a simple manner. I'm not of those who have studied Sab'a Ashara, just simple Tajweed, but that simple Tajweed was taught with such dedication and with such passion that subhanallah, wherever we recited Quran, that by the grace of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you know, it always, if up to today, alhamdulillah, I still lead my community people in Salatul Fajr for, and all this, the thought of it goes to my Ustad, rahmatullahi alayhi rahmatan wasiyah. What we have seen in his life was piety. And one of the advices he used to always give when I used to go to visit him, the Hazrat give us some advice. His advisor used to be that make shukr to Allah Ta'ala on Iman. That Allah Ta'ala has given you Iman, make shukr on Iman, and make shukr on that shukr that Allah has given you. This used to be his repeated emphasis as far as advice was concerned. And the other aspect he used to always put a lot of emphasis on was on Zikrullah and Durud Sharif. Anytime Hazrat give us some advice, the Hazrat used to say, Zikrullah ko paabandi se pakad. He was a person who promoted the Halqa of Zikr. Today, alhamdulillah, here in Springs also, we have our Halqa of Zikr. I attribute a lot of this to my Ustad, Hazrat Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. That alhamdulillah, he used to ask, and one thing he had a passion for, he would want to know what khidmat we were doing. And he used to get extremely happy that alhamdulillah, in our own town, I was teaching Hafiz classes, and I'm supervising Hafiz classes. When I went over to Australia, one of the advisors he gave to me, ke wahan ja ke Quran ki khidmat karna. By the grace of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Australia, through his duas, and always I used to say, Hazrat, ye aapki duaon ka faiz aur aapki duaon ki barkatein hain. Alhamdulillah, the first few Hafizas that got created in Australia was the barakat of my Ustad, Hazrat Hafiz Sahib, Rahmatullahi Alayh. I cannot forget his duas and his support in this matter. And whatever khidmat I personally am doing for Quran Kareem, directly, I would say, go back to Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, and may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala elevate his stages. Hafiz Sahib's piety, and as a Waliullah, you know, people talk of suluk. If you look at him outwardly, his outward simplicity was such that you would not be able to see in him any outward appearance of some, you know, person with, you know, great murids around him, or a person in his own way. I have read in Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh's writings about some people who make care of suluk through Quran, suluk bil Quran. And Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi, you know, passed through the line of suluk through khidmat of Quran Kareem. And weak as we are, we will not know the maqam of someone, but I would say that Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi has reached the highest level as far as, you know, suluk and maqam of suluk is concerned by the khidmat of the Quran Kareem. And the way of that and the way of judging that, not that we are any pious to judge, but the fact is that when we see the khidmat that the people are doing around in this country. Today the ulama that are running the Darul Ulooms, the ulama that are running great madaris, ulama that are running the Islamic schools, a lot of them are linked with Hazrat Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. And the fact is that when someone asked him, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Madda Zilluhu Ali Ones, Damat Barakatum, asked Hazrat Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, ke aapne kitne hafiz banaye? How many hafizes have you produced? And he said that wo to qiyamat ke din pata chalega, that how many hafizes we have done. Today, there is not a hafiz, directly or indirectly, that we can find in all parts of this country that is not linked to Hafiz Sahib, directly or indirectly. He was the Ustadul Asatida. Ustadul Asatida in a sense of today his students are teaching the Quran Kareem. That was the sign of the qabuliyat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala as far as Hafiz Sahib. And Allah blessed him with that ripe age of close to 90 to able to see the fruits of his efforts as far as Quran was concerned. That his students were teaching Quran, and that used to give him great pleasure to see that alhamdulillah the effort that he had done, it was so fruitful. As far as his dedication was concerned, like I mentioned, from Salatul Fajr he would start. After Salatul Tahajjud he would start. Teach us Quran, our sabaks used to be taken, sabak door, and after that, Farsi, etc. When we would be gone to, in the days when we were still attending school, Hazrat used to then go home, short breakfast, and he would be back. sitting in the what we would call the common room in those days in Niaz Farm, in the library, and he would write down. I've seen those foolscap books, and I've got a lot of those photocopies which Hazrat used to give us when he used to visit him in Indonesia, of wherever he would find. Today, I think whatever he has collected and whatever he has put down is a treasure in itself. Inshallah, we hope that that collection of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali will come in book form. That on, you know, topically, all what the Buzurgan Deen have said with regard to Quran Kareem, for example, he would put it down in that foolscap book. Probably one whole foolscap book alone on the Aqwal and the Malfuzat related to Quran. Something on Sunnat, something on Zikrullah. One book collection from all the Buzurgan. It's like an encyclopedia, inshallah. We hope that one day that comes out, it's printed, not only in its original form, Urdu, but also if it is translated for the English-speaking people, it will be a great, great khidmat of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh. Even after he has passed away, not only has he left behind living people making the khidmat of deen, but this is also one of his great achievement, that he has left behind a treasure of works which he used to copy down from the sayings of the various Buzurgan e Deen. So if you pick up one place, you'll find a treasure on that particular topic. That was Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. Afternoon time, this was a very common scene which many of my friends and ulama-i kiram who studied in Havisab, that we used to go to his house before the madrasa used to start. And he was never seen walking alone. There was always a student walking with him reciting Quran. I've had personally the opportunity and the pleasure and honor to be with Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali from his house going to the days when madrasa used to run at the school in Niaz Farm, that from the house, waiting for him, coming from there to the school. Many times walking from the school back to the hostel. I mean, always there was a Hafiz al-Quran. People who visited him in the last days or the last years of his life know that there was not a time when you would find Hafiz Sahab in his house, not sitting with few Hafiz al-Quran sitting there, up to the last days of his life. Subhanallah, he listened to the Quran Kareem. He had passion for the Quran Kareem. And he had that Quran that he was attached to the Quran Kareem. An example that we have no parallel of this kind of dedication and this kind of passion in people of recent time in our country. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala elevate his stages. Also, some of the things that I recall of his beautiful life. One of the things, he had compassion in him. I remember sometimes when he used to punish us. After punishing us for whatever, for our not knowing our sabab or door or for our mischief or whatever it was his habit. And many students will inshallah endorse this, that after that, when he would come back to see us for the next time, he would do something in the form of a smile, make a little joke, that how was the hiding? To make us happy. After reading Hazrat Tanvir Rahmatullah Alayhi saying that the Ustad should punish his students whichever way, but he should always make them happy. I never appreciated this in the days when it used to be, you know, when he used to, after punishing us, make us happy by, sometimes used to, get something for us in the form of a cold drink or a little chocolate. And in our own words, we used to say, you know, as students, we were still very naive, that he's just trying to patawa us, to use that term. But in reality, what he was doing, and that to keep our hearts happy. And I'll never forget this particular aspect, that whenever I used to go and visit him in the good old days, he used to say, mujhe maaf kar dena. Mujhe maaf kar dena. I said, sir, aapko kis cheez ke maaf ho? Please forgive me. He said, I gave you hiding, I punished you. And he used to, by saying those words, we would say that let the ground open up and swallow us. He gave us Quran, he made us what we are today. And today, he's asking us for maafi. All we had to say, Hazrat, please you make us maaf for giving any difficulty to you. What you have done for us, today we are benefiting from that. Now this was the piety. I'm not only speaking about the life of this great man, but also talking to people who, myself, who are ustads today, who are in khidmat of deen, that he was an example for us. That today we also teach students. How many of us are so humble enough after we punish our student for whatever wrong he has done and thereafter make up with the student? How many of us would humble ourselves if sometimes we have overstepped the mark in punishing our student to say that, sorry, I think I have made a mistake. He has left for us in his example such great morals. Besides giving us Quran Kareem, he was a walking Quran by way of the akhlaq of Quran Kareem. And for those who have learned from him, today when we want to slow down on some matters and think about our ustad who used to get up at tahajjud without fail under all conditions and who taught Quran right till the end, we say, Ya Allah, how can we rest if our ustad by the age of 90 he was still in khidmat of Quran and making khidmat of deen? How can we justify or how can we relax? His personality is in front of us. And we use that to motivate our students, our children to say, this is a Waliullah. This is the example that if you want to serve Islam, you serve Islam in this way. Also with Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, one other link was with my late father Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Zubair Ali Sahab, Marhum Rahmatullah Ali. He and Hazrat Hafiz Sahab Rahmatullah Ali and my late father and my present Sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Lutfullah Sahab, Damat Barakatum, these were all murids of the same Sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghafur Sahab. They were all majaz of Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghafur Sahab, rahmatullah alayh. And subhanallah, the very many stories that we have heard about Hazrat Hafiz Sahab, rahmatullah alayh, and his closeness to Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghafur Sahab, rahmatullah alayh, linked in the silsila of Naqshbandiya. But like I said, outwardly, he did not promote himself as a Sheikh of Tariqat, whereas he was on the highest level of, and maqam of Tariqat, in the sense of his akhlaq, of his passion for Quran, and on suluk, etc. But one of the things that he made ikhfa, a sign of a waliullah, is a waliullah hides himself and he never lets people know. And when we would try and get, speak to him on that level, he would say things without any kind of a claim in that level for us to able to know outwardly that, you know, he is a person of such high this thing. Now these are all practical aspects on the life of this great person. Subhanallah, one of the things that I just experienced, which I would like to say on the last days of his life, that just probably a week or so before he passed away, that is probably my last meeting with him, and I usually would go to him and make mulaqat with him and try and get him to, but of course in the last days, people who know, he would not speak in those days. He was already linked up with something else, with someone else above. He was in dunya, he was in jalwat, but he was in khalwat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on that particular time, I remember when I went just a week before, and Allah gave me that courage. When I sat with him 2-3 words and asked him for dua, and I took his hand and put it on my head, and he rubbed me all over my head, and I took his hand and then put it on my chest, and alhamdulillah, he gave me that rub, and that was my last physical contact with my ustad, marhum al-mahbub. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala elevate his stages and give him high, high rewards for the khidmat that he has done, and may the khidmat and the work that he has done for deen, may that continue for many, many years. May Allah preserve his family and his children and the work that he has done to continue after him. May Allah Ta'ala grant his wife, our Ummi Sahiba also, Sahate Kamila Ajala. She is also not well. We make dua for good health, and may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant him nur and rahmat in his qubur and elevate his stages, and may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq as his students to continue with the good work. I'd like to thank the organizers of Radio Islam, Jazakallah, once more for having given me the chance to express myself, which I was doing on, but to say today openly on the radio station for other people to know that alhamdulillah what kind of a person we had in our caliber, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to continue on his footsteps. Wa akhir da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa ma alayya illa al-balaghul mubeen. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ayyuha saliku darba al-salihin, ya akhal islam abna al-khalidin. Ayyuha saliku darba al-salihin, ya akhal islam abna al-khalidin.
Yes, the listeners, very, very, very emotional words from a great alim in his own right, talking about a great alim, his great ustad, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab, rahmatullah alayh. The time now is 10 to 9, and you are listening to the Majlis program on Radio Islam, Medium Wave 1548, as well as our satellite listeners on Satellite Islam, and our internet listeners on radioislam.co.za. However, in the meanwhile, you can SMS us 0845120621, the email address onair@radioislam.co.za, the fax number 011-854-7024. One email has come in from Brother S. Adam. He mentions the flag bearer and the ambassador of Islam and the Quran in South Africa during the present era has dropped. Who will ever be able to re-erect the stride in the path of Allah? This end is but his longed for beginning, finally reunited with the beloved. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the highest stages. Wassalam. There is another message here on the screen that one of the hostel boys is reminding the other hostel boys that don't forget the famous falaka. I'm sure all the hostel boys will know what that means. And as I mentioned earlier on, we are reliving the memories of Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab rahmatullah alayh, so that we can get that ibrah, we can learn the lessons, and it can motivate us to emulate and to follow suit. And in speaking about this, a young boy of 7 years old called in here and spoke to my engineer, and he told me, I'm listening to this program, and now I have this desire to become like all these alims who are speaking. Allahu Akbar. There are some other messages, there are faxes that have come through, inshallah, bit by bit. bit. We will go through them as the program continues. Just to speak on one or two of the aspects that Maulana Abbas Ali spoke about. One was he spoke about the sincerity of Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. And you will hear all the other ulama that are still lined up are going to speak on the same thing. Sincerity is so important. It was this sincerity of Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi which led him not to allow anyone to print his life story. Whoever tried, they were very unsuccessful, and Hafiz Sahib was very harsh and he was unrelenting, and he did not want to hear anything. He did not want himself exposed. He did not want himself made famous. This was the kind of humility that this great servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had. Once the famous Buzruk Hazrat Zunnun Misri rahmatullah alayhi was asked that how does one recognize Allah's chosen and special servants? What are the qualities by which we can know that these are the special and the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he mentioned four things. He said, number one, they forsake ease and comfort. Number two, they spend from the little which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them. Number three, they are content with a lowly status. They do not want name and fame. And number four, praise and insult are the same to them. Meaning they do not do it for the pleasure of other people. So whether you praise them or whether you criticize them, it makes no difference. Their focus is only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected listeners, we have heard and we will continue to hear that all these four qualities were found in Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. This was witnessed by his students and they will bear testimony to this fact. You will continue listening to all the different alims speaking and they are all going to point out towards these qualities. He desired to be low. He desired not to have any name or fame. But look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has elevated him. Once a sahabi asked Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam that whether he would be rewarded for an action that he performed secretly, but people had come to know about it. And when they had come to know about it, it had pleased him. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam replied that you would receive double reward. One reward for performing the deed secretly and the other reward for it becoming apparent. Because when a deed becomes apparent, when a good quality comes to the fore, then other people are encouraged to emulate and to follow. And this is the maqsad of tonight's program, that we want people to follow these noble qualities which Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi had inculcated in his life. And we need to create this desire in us to become Muslims like the caliber of Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. So he himself had done his action in secret. He did not desire name and fame, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had exposed him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his stages in Jannah. Just to conclude another point which Hafiz Sahib is a wali, a kamil. From the awliya, a siddiqeen, and a sheikh, a kamil. Maulana then goes on to mention an incident that he once, when he was studying under Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, in those days they used to have the kurtas without buttons. You had to put the buttons on separately. So he put on these beautiful gold buttons with this beautiful gold shining chain. He said Hafiz Sahib came up to him smiling and beaming, and with his own hands he took off these golden buttons and the golden chain and he put simple plastic buttons in place. He says Hafiz Sahib didn't speak a word, but from that day, for the rest of my life, I learned the lesson of simplicity. And for those people who have witnessed and who have seen Hafiz Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, they will bear testimony to the fact that how simple he is, and he learned this at the hands of the great Ustad Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhim. Maulana Abdul Hamid, again, talking about the spirituality of Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib, he says that after I had qualified as an alim, when I used to go and visit my ustad, he used to look at my forehead and he used to say that, Maulvi Abdul Hamid, make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, increase the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why is it that I am not seeing the noor of dhikr? When Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi came to South Africa and he saw Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi for the first time, he asked the people the question that whose Nurani face is this? Whose glowing face is this? One Buzruk recognizing another Buzruk, Allahu Akbar. Then one student of Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned that when he was studying in Karachi in Newtown, then when Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi came there, and Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib came as a mehman, he was in the mehman khana, and he went to call Maulana Yusuf Ludhianovi Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayhi to tell him that Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib is here, come meet him. When Maulana Ludhianovi came close to the room, he mentioned that this person is like a farishta. That person is like the farishta. It is mentioned in one hadith, Al-Mahiru bil-Qur'an ma'a safaratil kiram al-barara. One who is well versed in the Quran will be with those angels who are the scribes and who are noble and who are righteous. And the ulama go on to mention the meaning of this hadith. They say one possible explanation is this, that like the angels bring the Quran al-Kareem from the Lawh al-Mahfuz, a mahir of the Quran al-Kareem also conveys the meaning of the Quran al-Kareem via his recitation to the people. So you could say that both of them have the same occupation. Allahu Akbar, what a great tribute paid to a person who has a quality like this and he's a mahir of the Quran al-Kareem. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to follow in the footsteps of great pious people like Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. We are going to be breaking at 9 o'clock for the news. Just before we break for the 9 o'clock news, just to read a fact sheet, it comes from Maulana Rafiq Haturani Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, and he speaks here about his experiences with Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib. He studied under him. He says, Abba, as he was known, was an ardent follower of the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. I lived with Abba since the age of 11 years. I stayed under him for 11 years. Never in my 11 years of staying with him did I ever hear him using the mildest form of vulgar language or cursing. Even when a student deserved punishment, normally one would hear many ustads using words like shaitan and salah, etc., which was a very mild form of harsh words. But Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was never heard using such words. He mentions another point and he says that whenever we came face to face with Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi outside the class, he would seldom give us the opportunity to greet first. He would always be the first to greet. And according to one hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was asked, well, then when two Muslims come face to face, who should greet first? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied, Awlahuma billah, the one who considers himself to be closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the hadith which has Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was making amal upon. Today we feel we are the teachers, that they must show us respect. They must talk to us, they must make salam to us first. But this was not the quality which Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi had in his life. Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib, Maulana Rafiq mentions, was not only an ustad, he was no less than a father to us. I remember him buying for me woolen clothes in winter. On several occasions he bought me watches as an incentive for good performance. And then Maulana goes on to conclude and say, I would not be exaggerating if I said that Hafiz Abdul Rahman Rahmatullah Alayhi had just as much love for his students as he had for his own children. In fact, more, I personally heard him say this, that when a non-Hafiz student beat up a Hafiz student, he would call the culprit and scold him and say, don't you know I love my students more than my own children? He goes on to mention that these are some of the qualities of Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, which I have shared with the listeners today. We say Jazakumullah to Maulana Rafiq Haturani for giving us this wonderful contribution in the program today. And yes, we are paying tribute to the late Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, and we have already had a listen to what Maulana Abbas Ali Damat Barakatuhum and Maulana Muhammad Kaka Damat Barakatuhum had to say about the illustrious Ustad. In a short while, we are going to be listening to an anonymous alim who also completed his hifz under the tutorship of Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. Just before we go on to that, another announcement again. The lines are open, 011-854-1548, but at the moment, we are only taking messages to go on the screen and reading them out. The fax number, 011-854-7024. The SMS number, 084-512-0621. The email address, onair@radioislam.co.za. Inshallah, after listening to this particular alim's recollection of his memories at Mias Farm, then we will open the lines for a short while, inshallah. Now let's listen to what this alim has to say about his illustrious ustad.